It's Earth Day. Yahoo! We're here. And, oh my gosh, I'm just seeing the chat box as I'm signing in, and I see all of you beloved students and all of you new people coming in. And we have a little under 500 people today, so that's incredible. And I'm hoping that you're all sitting with friends. So if we have you all sitting with three friends, we've got our numbers. So I'd like you to start right away. For those of you who are familiar with our training, go ahead and start with the doorknob. We're going to do all our traditional stuff. I'm going to teach all the brand new people how to do the doorknob and what it means. For those of you who are brand new and you want to get started with the students that are regularly on our calls, you can do the basic quantum pump. And I'll be going through everything with you in just a few minutes. So we always start with a few little traditional things. It's kind of our beginning to any and everything we do here at the Quantum Academy. So we're going to get started. I'll use a PowerPoint slide presentation for some of it. Jack Canfield will be visiting us, and Darius will be visiting us. So we've got a couple guests on the call. And as promised, we're going to be playing the Pushpa Mantra. So I've got that all lined up and ready to go, too. So we've got a pretty exciting time together. We'll spend between an hour and a half, depending on how quickly we're able to shift and move things. I'm guessing we're going to be together an hour and a half. So here we go. Okay, and there's so many things on the screen that is disappeared. Here we go. No, that's not it. One sec, just looking for the slides, which I have too many things up, so slides you can't find right at the moment. Okay, that's interesting. Where did our slides go? Oh, there they are. I think I'm all ready, and then the slides disappear. Here we go. Oh, well, that didn't work. Let's try it again. Voila. Okay, and I'm just going to start with a prayer. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints, and sages from all the greater and lesser traditions, as we gather as a global community, we ask for your blessings from Mother Earth. We ask that you heal the earth and heal us so that we might be kinder, more loving, and more gentle with the earth. We thank you so much for your presence with us today, Jesus and Mary. We see all the angels standing around in a beautiful circle around the earth, holding the earth in an embrace. And we thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for helping us to make this transition, whether we're small or large in number, that our prayers and our sincere efforts will make that transformation. We thank you so much for the air we breathe, the water we drink, the birds, the flowers, the plants, the seeds, and all the sentient beings on the planet that share the planet with us. We thank you so much for all the blessings you've given us, for the food we eat, for our families and our friends, and for all the love we experience. We thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for this technology, for being able to communicate with each other across the globe. Amen. And we will say the... oops. Well, your things are jumping a little today. Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so we're going to say the love wisdom affirmation. I'm going to try and make that a little bit bigger on the screen. For some reason, it's a little small. Let me make that bigger. There we go. That should do it. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvadam Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara Guru Sakshat Parad Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shantihi Shantihi Shanti. Om peace, peace, peace. May the entire world, the earth from surface to core, tectonic plates, and all those who are participating and all those sentient beings on the planet, humans, angels, and the like, fill and feel the experience of peace today as the frequency raises and we begin our energetic shift with Mother Earth. Okay, and our next step is to just teach you a little bit about what we're up to today. And so we're going to be doing two different hand movements, and I'm going to explain why they work and how they work. So the first thing you need to know is that what philosophers have known through time is what the mind can conceive and believe. So what your thoughts, what your mind can believe and conceive, it will accomplish. Okay, I've got new bangs, everybody. I'm getting used to them. So we're thinking a thought. Now, to access the field of transformation, generally you need to be up in the higher frequencies. We use the field of amplification, which is the law of attraction field, to transform things. But we're going to use the higher levels of the quantum field, the field of transformation, or the quantum pleasure field, to affect this change rapidly. And that's the field that becomes available to you when you're over 700 enlightened master. But in this case, with these hand techniques, it kind of is a level of playing field, and anyone of any vibration can access the quantum field of transformation using these techniques. So we're thinking a thought, we're going to be looking at a chart and being affirming that we're clearing that chart, and then the second part of the class will be working on very directly the Earth surface decor and plates, but first we're going to clear some of the programs and interferences that are in the way. So the basic quantum pump, for those of you who are brand new, it's the elbow held down at the side and the hand just gently pumping forward. I'm going to show it to you from the side. So there you go. Just a very simple hand movement. The actual movement is coming down here from the elbow. It's very slight. And then the wrist drops forward and comes back. And where the transformation is happening is on the upswing, but you have to go down to come up, right? So we're doing the basic quantum pump. Everybody can do the basic quantum pump. It works for everything. And then we're also, for those of you who want to try something a little more challenging, we're going to be doing the doorknob. The doorknob is the clearing hand movement for today. So you can use the basic quantum pump, or you can use the doorknob. And the doorknob is the hand facing forward and facing in, like that. But the fingers look like they're wrapped around a doorknob. And so we're going to be going like this. And I'm going to show it to you from the side, too, so you can see it from the side. So hand facing forward and facing in. Fingers wrapped around the doorknob. Okay? So that's the doorknob. Now I'm going to show you a written explanation of what we're doing also, So hang on just a minute. I've got a nice little chart made for you to take a peek at so you can see the actual what we're doing. Here it is. And so here are the written details. Oops, that's the, I have many things on my screen because I want to share so much with you. Okay. All right, so the basic quantum pump typically is using the right hand. Again, it's like this. And bend at the elbow, bringing the hand in front of the right shoulder about 6 to 10 inches out in front. The thumb is facing up to the sky. Pinky finger is facing down to the ground. Allow the hands and fingers to be loose with a gentle rock forward and back. It's typically used for regeneration, but it can be used for almost anything, all types of clearings and restorations. And then we do have a hand movement double pump. The double pump we're probably not going to use today, but it looks like this. So it's just the same hand movement, you're just doing two. And then here's the explanation for the doorknob. Always only one-handed, never two-handed. And best choice is the right hand, but you could also use the left hand. Hand is up about shoulder level, palm facing out to the world. Fingers are curled in as if wrapped around a doorknob, then turned in with the palm facing towards your body. Continue, fingers curled in. Never two hands. If you do two hands, one hand cancels out what the other hand is doing. Used for clearing spiritual interferences is considered our big guns clearing. Okay, so we've reviewed that. And now we're going to take a look at the chart. And the chart is going to look pretty unusual to those of you who have never been in a class with us before. So I'm going to explain a little bit about the chart. We're not going to go through every detail, but we are going to have the intention of clearing the chart. Okay, so let's see. Earth Day chart. There it is. All right. There, we've got everything on the screen. And I'm going to put this chart in the chat box for those of you who would benefit from maybe you have a small screen or you aren't accessing the video. Here we go. So there's the chart. Some people like to get the chart and then they just cut and paste it into a document on their own computer. So that is a way that you can use the chart. So we're when I first started working on the chart, I was just going to do the clearing for the earth, as if you were like a healer or a practitioner and you were going to heal someone else. And then I got this very strong sense that we needed to correct the relationship with the earth to us. And so whatever, you know, we were maybe missing or goofing up, we needed to have that clearing also in there. So I'm sure if we did it where we really wanted to clear us so that we would only be in harmony with the earth, this would probably be a three-page chart. But I was looking at it from the earth's point of view and rather than our point of view. So this is for the the 500 people that we have on this call and that will be doing the replay, this is what I found. And one of the interesting things was that under programs, if you see, there were a lot of timelines that showed up. So we had the mental timeline, family timeline, energetic timeline. And there were some interesting things that were showing up here. So when we do a quantum activations chart, I'm not going to spend a lot of time teaching, but a little bit of time so you know what you're doing if you're brand new to us. We make a statement, and that statement always starts with right permission and ability, because what we found is that a lot of times when there's something off, one of those pieces or all of those pieces are missing, right permission and ability. And so that we always start with that statement, right permission and ability, to assist the earth surface decor, clearing darkness, dark energies, and soothing the tectonic plates, removing the negative effects of human and all sentient beings, alerting, altering. We got altering. So this this next little group in the statement is the nature of the problem. Altering, controlling, damaging, delusion, disgust, evil, intertwined, intolerant, parasitical, suppressive, and addictive. And so those would be the nature of the problem of earth surface decor, dark energies, and tectonic plate issues. And then we look in the first column, and how we're clearing is as you're doing your quantum pump, whether you're doing the basic pump or the doorknob, we're starting with a statement, we're clearing the statement, and then we start with, then we move into column one, then column two, column three, column four, column five, and column six. So column one just talks about where in our human blueprint, not in the Earth blueprint, but in our human blueprint, where some of those issues, the relationship with Earth and the problems with dark energies and things are coming from. So essence, which is our spirit, energy, which is our aura and our energy body, our chakras and that kind of thing, and then amplification, which is the law of attraction field, so things being amplified in the field. And then under that, always in the first column, we have the technique we're using. And today, the first technique, if you know how to do it, if it's not too hard for you, is a doorknob. Again, the hand facing forward, and it's turning in, and it looks like it's wrapped around a doorknob. That's why we call it a doorknob, or the basic quantum pump. And both of those, set an intention with the mind. Look at the chart. You don't have to look at the chart all the time. Just giving a good glance to the chart, and then you're pumping with the intention of clearing this. Then we move into programs. Programs can be brands, labels, timelines, realms. So a whole bunch of stuff we're looking at here. Timelines, mental timeline, spiral, family timeline, energetic timeline. So those four. Spiral is the progression of time, a non-linear. I'm having a trouble. I'm tongue-tied today. So linear. Thank you. Non-linear progression of time. So it's a spiral. Good. Okay. And then we have also soul contracts, atheist thought forms, black magic, which is things that we say. It's kind of like a curse that comes out of our own mouth. Isolation, misinformation, the lineage loser, and scorned. Now, I'm not going to go into an explanation about everything, what everything is, but just as we look at it and we're clearing it, we have classes on timelines, for example, or we have classes on everything, actually. Every column has a class. Mental and emotional anchors, you can see. Scorn shows up as a program, and it also shows up as a mental emotional anchor. So the earth being scorned, that shows up really strongly. Anchors, cords, demonic stops, duct, mechanism starts, raise, alter ego, nano, novum, not November, that's a spell correct, plugs, and nanobots. And then you can see, I was a little bit surprised to see, but not really. There were quite a few spiritual interferences, things that are not from the earth that are causing problems on the earth. So column five, the spiritual interferences, there was quite a bit that had done some damage and was related to surface to core problems or tectonic plate problems. And then advanced spiritual interferences 9 through 40. And we don't really have a lot of labels for these yet, but those might be waves or energy or blocks to being permanent, things like that. So we're just going to clear this. We're going to spend some time together clearing this. And in what I had promised, and I think a really fun thing to do, oh, well, actually, it's just perfect timing. I can't believe how fast this is going. Okay, so what I'd like to do now, so you've seen the chart's in the chat box. Everybody keep doing your hand movement, and I'm going to bring the interview of Jack Canfield on. Jack, my dear friend Jack, wanted to be here. He's out of the country right now. He's on the go. He's amazing and been one of my followers and fans, and I'm certainly one of his fans too. Jack and I sat down last week and talked about blessing the earth and being responsible for the earth. So we're going to play a little chat that Jack and I had just last week.
Of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, Jack Canfield fostered the emergence of inspirational anthologies as a genre. As a driving force behind the developmental and delivery of more than a million, it's 123 million books sold through the Chicken Soup for the Soul franchise, incredible, and over 500 million copies in print worldwide. Jack Canfield is uniquely qualified to talk about success. And Jack is a dear friend of mine who's inspired me. He's coached me. He's been my coach and mentor and helped me get 9 of my books out. So I'm just delighted to bring Jack on. I'm going to start with a question, Jack. I know you're very serious about sustainable environmental projects and protecting the earth and her waters. What do you do that makes all this happen?
No, what's really critical for me is I have a 5-year-old grandson, and I want the world to be there when he grows up. And so I want there to be water and land and fresh air and all that good stuff. And so that was one of my motivating factors. But I literally have done everything I can. I've belonged to many, many organizations. Heal the Oceans, one of them here in Santa Barbara where I live. We're trying to shut down the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant because they're we're killing literally a billion fish a year just with the heated radioactive water that we're sending out into the ocean. It's really terrible. So I'm very involved with that. We have solar panels at our house. All our electricity comes from solar, so we're not contributing to that level of heat and pollution. Eat very little meat, so we're basically working on that. I do a lot of carbon offsets. So when I travel by plane, we support things that put domes over methane gas from all the cows in the world. So I've been very, very involved. I've been down to the rainforest, the Pachamama Alliance, where we now realize there's a river of air that goes across the rainforest. It's actually a river that travels around the world. And so we need to protect the rainforest. I've been very involved in that as well. So from my own personal habits to supporting larger projects, I'd say for the last 20 years, that's been one of my top priorities.
So I was thinking about this because as we were having our conversation to get ready for this yesterday, you had mentioned that you have habits that you do just around the house. I was thinking maybe we could make a little cheat sheet since you're so proactive on protecting the Mother Earth. Like, I know you said you take short showers and you recycle, and there's things that you do just consciously. Could you give us a few of those?
Well, one of the things I learned is that every time we use heated water, the gas tank in your house is creating pollution. The heat itself is creating a problem with heating up the environment. So, we literally turn the shower on, turn it off, lather up, turn it back on again, and rinse off. And, I learned once that the average man uses 60 gallons of water when he takes a shower. That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
And I live in a place where we live in California. We have a drought going on, so there's that consideration to do as well. But I do that when I'm in hotels. I do that anywhere I am. We recycle pretty much everything, and also reuse rather than recycle. We're using a lot more glass, a lot less plastic. We're contributing to things that are taking the thing spinning around in the ocean that's twice the large of Texas. It's all glass. I mean, all plastic. And all that plastic is being broken down into little tiny plastic beads that the fish are eating. And so when we eat fish, we're ingesting some of that. So we really have to protect ourselves as well as Mother Earth, as well as our future generations. And so for me, that's a big issue as well. We really focus our travel, like to go out grocery shopping and things. You know, we used to be I would just go for 10 trips a day to go out and buy stuff. Now we save it up for, you know, one or two trips a week. We're not just running around and putting more carbon dioxide in the car. We have hybrid cars. We're not totally electric yet, but we will be at some point on that issue as well. But just on a day-to-day level, those are the kind of things you can do.
That's so helpful. Thank you so much, Jack. That's Jack Canfield. So appreciate you being with us. And we're all pumping away, clearing the mother right now. So we love you so much. And thank you for sharing your wisdom with us and for being on the planet and making things better, making this a better world. We love you.
I really, let me say one more thing.
Uh-huh.
I want you to know that I really appreciate what you're doing, Julie, because, you know, we can do all these physical things, but what you're doing with the energetics of it is so important. I just want to underscore that. Not only is it helping the whole biosphere of the Earth in terms of its energy field, but as more and more people raise their vibration, they're less and less likely to want to do damage to the Earth, to each other, and to themselves. So God bless you for the work you're doing, my friend.
Thank you again, Jack, for being here. We love you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that was Jack Canfield, of course, obviously. And dear friend of ours, and such great information. So we are doing the doorknob, and we are working on clearing a chart. I have a very special surprise for you. We're going to be doing the Pushpam mantra, which is honoring the seven aspects of the universe, and showering those seven aspects with flowers. So we're just going to be listening while we're working on this chart to a very powerful and extremely ancient mantra. So you might really enjoy the energy. So here we go.
Pushpavam prajavan pashuman bhavati chandranavapam pushpavam prajavan pashuman bhavati yahevam veda yopam ayatanam veda ayatanavam bhavati Agnirva apam ayatanam ayatanavam bhavati apove agnera ayatanam ayatanavam bhavati yahevam veda yopam ayatanam veda ayatanavam bhavati vayurva apam ayatanam Ayatanavam bhavati yova yorayatanam veda Ayatanavam bhavati apove vayorayatanam Ayatanavam bhavati yahevam veda yopam ayatanam veda Ayatanavam bhavati Asave sapannapamayatanam ayatanavam bhavati yomushyatatpata ayatanam veda ayatanavam bhavati apove amushyatapata ayatanam ayatanavam bhavati yahevam veda Yopam ayatanam veda ayatanavam bhavati chandranavapam ayatanam ayatanavam bhavati yas chandramasa ayatanam veda ayatanavam bhavati apove chandramasa ayatanam ayatanavan bhavati. Ya evam veda, yopa mayatanam veda, ayatanavan bhavati. Nekshatrani vapa mayatanam, ayatanavan bhavati. Yo nekshatrana mayatanam, ayatanavan bhavati. Apove nekshatrana mayatanam, ayatanavan bhavati. Yahevam veda, yopa mayatanam veda, ayatanavan bhavati. Parjanyo va apamayatanam, ayatanavan bhavati. Ya parjanyasya ayatanam veda, ayatanavan bhavati. Apove parjanyas ayatanam, ayatanavan bhavati. Ya evam veda, yopa mayatanam veda, ayatanavan bhavati. Samvasaro vayapa mayatanam, ayatanavan bhavati. Yasamvasarasya ayatanam veda, ayatanavan bhavati. Apove samvasarasya ayatanam, ayatanavan bhavati. Yahevam veda, yoktunavam pratishtitam veda, pratevatishtiti. Om sahana vavatu sahano bhunatu sahaviryam karavavahai. Tejasvi navaditamastu madhvidvishavahai. Om shanti, shanti, shanti.
Nice. That was the Pushpam mantra, and is often done early on in a ceremony, like a blessing of some kind, where you're really like blessing a marriage or blessing a house or blessing the land. So perfect to have today as we bless Mother Earth. So I'm getting that we're about 98% clear on this chart. So we're going to start now really directly in 3 minutes, so let me come back on the screen. Oh, and there's lots of people here. So we're going to start in about 3 minutes on working surface decor. And there won't be a clearing statement at this point. We'll be working literally across the planet, surface decor, doing the doorknob, continuing to do the doorknob. So again, the doorknob, I know someone asked, could you show that again? And I did in the little corner, but I know it's hard to see. So we're doing this. This is the doorknob. If the doorknob is hard for you to do, do the quantum pump, the basic quantum pump. Just this simple pump. So either one is going to work. It's going to be great for you. So we just wanted you to do what works for you, quantum pump. Doorknob is very powerful. It's like our big guns. It's the one that clears spiritual interferences. And we're going to be, let's see, we're going to do that for the earth too? Yes, is that the best one? Yes. Okay. So as we're transitioning now, and we're not going to actually even notice that we're transitioning, but we're going to start transitioning off the chart and now onto the earth. And so of imagining surface to core, we're going to be removing all the dark energies from surface to core that have been left behind, that have been put into the earth. We've done this before in a different way, and then also working with the tectonic plates. So we're just going to, everybody, as a unified factor. Now, my hand, you'll see me, and it'll look like I'm not doing anything. My hand is just dropped down a little lower because I'm doing this kind of constantly all day long, so I don't hold my hand up. So actually, you could also do that if you wanted to drop your hand down if your arm is getting tired. But that For me, since I do it for a living, it's easier for me to have it more extended. It's not, actually not sitting on my leg or anything. It's just a little lower. So that works for me a little bit better. By the way, if you have a disability with your hand or your arm, there is another way to do this quantum pump. So again, set the tension, intention with the mind, and then you could do just something so simple like this. You see how my hand, I'm sitting relaxed here, and I'm just pumping just so gentle with my hand, just kind of a little something here. So you could do it this way, or you could do it this way. And then there's one other thing that we've done, and this is really kind of nice for walking. Let me just see here. So let's see, and there we have our globe here. So this is another way to do, it's called a flutter, but it's also effective. And so if you're sitting in a chair, you can do this flutter. Now, I'm often in dressier clothes than this, but it turns out I am heading off for the plane right after Earth Day, and my daughter and I, Adelia, are heading to Cancun, and then we're going to be going to Chichen Itza and seeing the pyramids, and we're going to be going over to the island of Cozumel and enjoying the beautiful island of Cozumel, the Mediterranean sea down there, so gorgeous. Adelia's going to learn to swim. I've got her a little life jacket and two swimsuits, so she's 18 months, and she was actually, she's a little wild this morning. She knows we're going, and so she was kind of naughty girl all morning, just getting into everything and throwing everything around because she's so excited. She was that way at the end of the day yesterday, too, knowing that she's going on a big adventure. So we'll be flying across the earth and looking at the Earth from above for 6 hours today, actually doing a late night flight, a direct flight. And if you haven't ever met my daughter, you've probably seen her picture on pages and things. She's the size of a normal 3-year-old. The doctor said, "Look, here's the chart." So she doesn't really relate to 18 months. She's very, very tall, slim girl, but very tall, pretty girl. I adopted Adelia at birth, and we're so excited because we're getting ready to file for adoption again. So hopefully a little brother or a little sister will be joining us in the next 6 to 12 months. We're very happy about that, and we're getting some vacation time in. So I'm in vacation clothes already, and I thought what a better thing to do, honoring the earth and loving the earth and enjoying the beauty of what the earth has available for us. I see our friend has peeked on. Darius has joined us, and he's going to be coming on in a few minutes. I want to get us really established with the earth clearing, and then I'm going to have Darius come on, and he's going to give us a beautiful prayer. And let me put, let's see. Oh, we're done with the chart. Okay, good. So we're done with the chart. So the next thing that we're working on is we are working on the earth itself. Okay, so again, we're going to be doing doorknob. So everybody's going to be doing doorknob. And let's see here. So we've done the chart. So doorknob. And let's do that for a few minutes with focused intention before we bring our dear friend Darius on. And Darius has some wonderful things to share with us also. How did you guys like that mantra? Was that fun? Good. Oh, so, sorry. You know what? Okay, let's see. The trip sounds awesome. Enjoy the vacation. Happy birthday. Thank you, Salisa. George, that was Julie Renee, our hostess here, chanting. She's extraordinary. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Powerful energy. Very powerful. Thank you. Great. Oh, and Lena was asking. Yeah, here I come. So I have... I don't know. I think most people on this call will understand about past lives, but I've been a teacher in India and Nepal in other lives. And so this lifetime also, I traveled to India twice and was asked if I would stay and take over an ashram. But the ancient mantra stays with me. In this lifetime, I was raised Christian in a charismatic Lutheran church, and then I had the experience of being a born-again Christian. So it's an interesting thing when you embrace all of your lives and all of the wisdom and the power that each life, each learning, each experience has. So I integrate all that because we're from all over the globe and we have all different spiritual backgrounds. But I would say that it's so important to honor the divine and ask for partnership and ask for help. And we have many, many angels, golden legions, saints and sages, gods and goddesses standing with us, divine, the mother, father, God of the planet, standing right here with us, Jesus and Mary, standing right here with us, helping us get this work in the world and helping heal the planet and holding the space for us in bodies to be effective and to cause change. So I am ready to bring Darius on. And Darius is a dear friend of mine. And Darius, I have to apologize to you. I was just searching here to pull up your bio, which you sent me yesterday. You would think that it would be there, but I couldn't find it in my email box. So I am so delighted. Let me tell you about my friend Darius, who I adore. This man is a God man on the planet, and he is powerful, and he loves to pray. I love hearing him pray. He prays about everything, and he's very, very effective. He helps people. He's committed to helping people transform and change and grow, and I see that he takes his gifts and he takes them out into the world in a really, really big way. In addition, Darius is part of a leadership committee that helps the planet. And with that, I'm going to bring Darius on. Hi, Darius. Welcome.
Hi. Does it sound okay?
Sounds perfect.
Okay, great. Well, welcome. I'm glad to be here, everyone. Thanks for having me, Julie.
Yeah.
I'm really honored to be here and share today.
Oh, it's a thrill to have you. So, Darius, one of the things I thought right away, since you pray so beautifully, and we need prayers for our efficiency and the earth. Would you lead us in prayer?
Definitely. Let's start to open up the field a little bit and plug everyone into this beautiful space. So what I'd ask everyone to do is, if you're in a place to do so, which you probably are, just put your feet flat on the floor, and you can just turn your palms facing upward just to receive. And we're just going to allow right now, in honor of Earth Day and also all of the frequency right now on the planet that is rising, scientists are discovering that the Schumann resonance that's been at 7.83 hertz for many years has now been rising. The spikes to 8.5 hertz and 16.5 hertz. And for people that don't understand what the Schumann resonance is, it's actually like the electromagnetic heartbeat of the Earth. And interestingly, it actually entrains with our brain and also aligns with the alpha state, which is 7.8, which is the brainwave frequency. And there are many spikes right now that have been reported over the last several years since 2012 that are in the low and mid beta brainwave states. So our brainwave states are actually accelerating and expanding. And so with all of that knowledge in play, let's just begin right now to plug into the frequency of the earth in a very deep and profound way. And I'd ask that if you're holding any energy right now or anything that feels heavy or any thoughts that are creating fear or negativity or worry or doubt, that we just allow them to go down to our feet, almost like beautiful honey just dripping down. And we'll imagine a trap door right at our feet. You're perfectly safe, but this trap door just allows all of that energy that is not yours just to fall and go right down to the core of the earth, where it will be recycled and it will be recharged and cleansed into its beautiful whole state. And just allow right now, from the area of the top of your head, an opening to arise out of your crown, just going all the way up, up to the highest celestial spaces and places where you connect in to the highest dimension that is available for you right now. So imagine these two things working together to benefit your awakening, your transformation today in this beautiful space with Julie, Renee, and I. All the low energy just leaving, going down to Mother Gaia to be recirculated and brought into wholeness. And then all of the insights and wisdom that you are here to receive, that you came here today to open up, absolutely coming into the top of that beautiful crown. And now, with all of that happening, let's just entrain our frequency to the earth, to this beautiful Gaia life force energy, this beautiful blue ball that we rotate on in this majestic solar system, and just allowing this energy just to entrain into our being. You see, we are moving, actually, through the Milky Way. A lot of people don't realize, but we are actually traveling through the Milky Way. Our entire solar system is in motion. The sun is going through a 240 million year cycle that we've done five times. And as this happens, new energies and new awarenesses are coming into the planet because the planets are following the sun in this beautiful, beautiful dance that it's doing. It's actually a toroidal energy field that's opening up more and more of our awareness. So as Mother Earth begins to give us these gifts, I just ask right now that one awareness open up for you. And I'll just take a moment and we can be in silence and let whatever needs to come in this moment that supports you and that aligns you to your highest light just to come in.
Wow, that was so beautiful. Thank you. I got tingles all over. Tingles. Thank you. And Darius, do you want to share what you're doing to help the Earth? You're part of a leadership community that's helping the Earth. What are you doing? What are you up to?
Yeah, I'm actually part of a group called Evolutionary Leaders and the Source of Synergy Council. And I think the big thing that I'm doing to help the Earth is raising the vibration of everybody that's actually on the earth.
Yeah.
And you know, the earth is actually affected by our vibration and we are affected by the earth's vibration. And as we begin to ascend and we begin to open up our energy field and plug more into our truth, we actually allow the earth to ascend into its truth. And if you really think about it, it makes a lot of sense. You know, for the last 150 years, the Industrial Revolution, you know, the earth has been scarred, has been battered, has been really, in many ways, like pushed to its limits. Mm-hmm. And as we begin to awaken, we're starting to realize that new technologies, new ways of deriving power and energy and transportation, they're all coming available. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this, I'll share, I'll be a little controversial, but it's all been sort of locked away. A lot of that technology has been suppressed by the control grid and a lot of the powers that be right now on our planet. You think about like the big oil, you know, control system that we have to burn fossil fuel, you know, where there's, you know, there's zero propulsion energy, there's gravity technologies, there's all sorts of things that, you know, we can plug into. Tesla understood all of this stuff, but the third dimensional grid is keeping it from actually breaking free and being a part of our collective consciousness. And a lot of this is humanity's fear, right? It's this scarcity mentality, is this fear of going out and living your own truth, is this fear of really living from your heart. As we begin to do that, as we begin to plug in, and each person becomes more and more free, and they do that on these beautiful webcasts with you, Julie Renee, and all the things that I do at You Alter Evolution through, you know, our big initiative all over the world that reaches 200-plus countries, we're beginning to shift our frequency. And all of that information, all of that knowledge that for many years was suppressed, it can't stay hidden anymore. And this is why we're seeing an age of disclosure. We're seeing all sorts of things come about. People say, why are all these things coming forward, like all these secrets and scandals and all these things? Because it's time for the truth to come to light. And in that, what's going to happen is we're going to realize that there are ways that we can feed everybody. We can provide power, clean, fossil fuel-free power for everybody. We may be able to move into time travel. We may be able to really understand the true secrets of the universe instead of the Newtonian 3D model that is very limited and in many ways flawed. So all of that, as we do it individually at our small levels, we are helping the planet. So that's a little bit of what I do at You Alter Evolution is I awaken people, and then when they awaken, boy, the mass consciousness shifts, and guess what? All that 3D grid just breaks down, and now we are at 5D, and these secrets come forward, and nothing can stop it.
Beautiful. Darius, thank you so much for joining us. We just love you and love your energy and love what you're up to on the planet, and thank you for your contribution. God bless you.
Great. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Julie, for
you're
having
welcome.
Me.
There we go. All right. Wasn't that wonderful to have Darius with us? That was fantastic. So we're continuing to work on the surface to a core and the tectonic plates. We're doing the doorknob, and we're going to be listening to the Gayatri Mantra next. And then we're going to have a special treat. We're going to sing a song called The Stones. So we'll be doing The Stones after the Gayatri Mantra. So I'd like you to just keep pumping. This is going to put up. So just keep doing your doorknob. We're doing surface to core. Okay. There we go. I'm just going to put that slide back up on the screen. And I'm going to pull up the Gayatri next.
Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya.
yadinahi niyoyonaha prachodayat ombur bhuvaswaha om tatsavito varanyam bhargo devasya dinahi niyoyonaha prachodayat ombur bhuvaswaha om tatsavito varanyam bhargo devasya dinahi niyoyonaha prachodayat.
Oh, thank you, William. That's beautiful. Yeah, I love the Gayatri mantra. Actually, we'll do one more mantra before we go into our stones, and the mantra is the Triambakam mantra, which is the creation mantra, creation of new and fresh, letting go of what doesn't serve us.
Yajamahi sugandhim pushti vardhanam urva rukhamiva pandhanat marcho
Mukshiram Amritatu Om.
jamahe sugandhim pushti vardhanam urva rukhamiva pandunat mrcho mukshiya mamvidat om namah shivaya om namah shivaya om namah shivaya.
Oh, so beautiful. I just was checking in because I'm just a steady goosebump at this point. We've got over 800 angels here right now standing with us, helping us. 50 gods and goddesses from all the greater and lesser traditions. Jesus and Mary, the Mother, Father, God of planet Earth is here with us right now helping us make this change. So just know that we are not alone, that there's a little over 200 of us on the live call between the phone lines and the live stream. I know that many of you will be joining in a few hours when you wake up on the other side of the planet, and you'll be using the replay 3 or 4 hours later and pumping with us. So this is just such a beautiful, powerful event. And we are always asking for the presence of all of those who stand with us in and out of body. And we have a huge following out of body. We have a huge following of support out of body. So just know that we are well supported in the angelic realm and in the divine realm. Yeah. So there's a lot of love here, a lot of appreciation, a lot of goodwill for humankind to raise up, raise their thoughts and their energy frequencies, and heal the Mother Earth. There's a song that we sing, soft the night and sweet the spirit, gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder, when we live beyond the veil, humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We, the guardians of the pilgrims, we, the authors of the play. And so as we raise our thoughts, and our voices and our hearts, and understand that we are the guardians of the pilgrims, meaning all of those that come after us and all of those who come before us and are new or younger or don't understand about caring and loving for the earth and caring and loving for themselves. We are living. This is living beyond the veil. This is beyond the known world. When we work in this way, when we work just like Jack had said, and Darius too, and each in their own beautiful way, this work of going deeper into the realm of the unknown and the revealing of secrets, and also the revealing of things that aren't working anymore, things that no longer serve us. And then having this perfect year, 2018, the year of rectification, the year of correction. So this is our year to correct, to make right. And so the year itself is supporting this transformation. And it supports it as we transform the earth. It also says the year itself supports you in transforming. So if there are things that you need to rectify, that need to get done, I encourage you to take advantage of this year. By the way, this year of rectification for me, it's been such a fascinating year, and I think it started last year for me. But I've been able to get so much of my my work, my books out in the world. And so just know that, like, I have, in the last few months, I've published both of these books, the Ovarian Rosary, which is gorgeous, and Breaking Through, Book of Poems. These are things that sat waiting to be done for years and years and years, 15 years, 20 years. And I was able to, because it's a year that supports your rectification, supporting getting old projects done, that you can now. So take out your old projects and finish them. And if there's something that is no longer working for you, we talk about this in that love wisdom affirmation. I'm responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation. And I call this a prayer and contemplation during the quantum activations. I have complete access to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. And that doesn't necessarily mean clothing. That means programs and patterns and timelines and stuff, maybe even DNA programming, that doesn't work anymore with you, that just doesn't work anymore with you. If you like the mantras, by the way, there's 15 or 16 of them recorded in my program, The Sound of Truth. It's a home study, so you can get it. They're on loops, so they go for 60 minutes, 4 minutes or 60 minutes each, so that you could play virtually all your waking hours. You could be playing a beautiful mantra if that's something that you really love. So it's The Sound of Truth. I was just so thrilled that we're working with the Mother. The Mother Earth is very present and very happy. We're about 40% done on what we had set to do. So we will hang in there for another 21 minutes, and we'll keep going. We will keep going on this clearing surface decor and tectonic plate. So you're just doing the doorknob. You're doing a steady doorknob, or you're doing the pump with the intention of clearing surface decor and tectonic plates, with the idea that we would be soothing the earth and that there would be less tsunamis, less earthquakes, less tidal waves, because the plates would have received a deep calming, a deep presence of love and an experience of humanity as benevolent. And that's what we really want the earth to feel, is that we are a benevolent race. We are a loving race. We are a thoughtful, kind race. We're going to sing the stones next. And I'm putting it on the screen. And for many of my students who've been with me a long time, you know that this is an opportunity to sing along. I will hear you in the ethers. So please do sing along. If you feel motivated or moved, it's a fun song. And it's a favorite among my following. The stones, they are a-calling me, echoing through an eternity, calling out to set us free, the power of the stones. At dawn I walked in a circle of stones, a solar temple to me yet unknown, till by the strength of first morning light shone the power of the stone in stones. They grounded the energy of this place and held us together in loving embrace, while beings of light danced above the space, bestowing on us their wisdom and grace. The stones, they are a-calling me, echoing through an eternity, calling out to set us free, the power of the stones. The Avebury stones were laughing at me, taunting me, tempting me, dancing with glee. Playful stones, make love to me in the circle of the stones. The stones, they are a-calling me, echoing through an eternity, calling out to set us free, the power of the stones. The heavenly chambers from days of old, new grange stones were a circle to behold. I knelt in prayerful reverence for the power of the basin stone. I touched my forehead to the rock. It filled me with bright light and talk of the ancient people and their ways and the spirals of the stones. The stones, they are a-calling me, echoing through an eternity, calling out to set us free, the power of the stones. Stones are everywhere we look, medicine wheels and monolithic books. The wisdom of the circle flows in the temple of the stones. Okay, and we actually have an affiliate link for You Wealth Revolution, so we'll send out that link because we're in partnership with Darius. So I understand we've got You Wealth Revolution up there, but we'd love to have you, if you want to connect with Darius, let us provide you our partnership link. That would be better than the link that's up there right now. Can you give that message above to Julie Renee after class? Okay. Friends and family members who are not on the call did not sign up. Can they still? Yes, they can still get the replay. Yes, they definitely can. Please have them just sign up on the page and they can get the replay. Okay, so some of you know that when we sing and when we chant, that things transform much faster because that energy of singing is part of our God experience and part of the quantum field. It's a higher frequency. Okay, so see here. I'm going to put this slide back up for a minute. Okay, and then we'll go to slide. There we go. Yeah, and I'll be right back. I'm going to bring my daughter on. She has woken up from her nap, and she wanted to say hi to everybody. Day. This is Earth Day, Adelia. In addition to flying in an airplane today, this is our special day to healthy Mother Earth. You want to say hi to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
And can you do some quantum pumping with everybody too? Okay, show everybody how to quantum pump. Can you do it?
Come on.
This is Adelia. Adelia turned 18 months last week. She's a very big girl. Mm-hmm. Do you want to pump? No, we're not touching anything today. You're welcome. Okay, and let's just take a look and see where we're at right now. Wow. Okay, we're at 83% of what we had intended. So we will by the 11 o'clock hour in California. So in the next 13 minutes, we should be able to accomplish what we started out to do. So from surface to core and tectonic plates. Tectonic plates will be done, partially done. 30% it won't be done. But okay, don't bend my fingers back. That's not funny. So we won't, maybe we might not be done with the tectonic plate process, but we'll be close. We'll be over 50% on the tectonic plates, and surface decor will be completely done. Yeah, she's grown so much. She's got 16 teeth. She was in her appointment last week at the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, that she isn't really on the 18-month chart. She showed me Adelia's the size of an average three-year-old. So that means that 50% of three-year-olds are smaller than Adelia. So she's very tall. Not so chunky. She's actually pretty slim. So her three-year-old, she's wearing three-year-old clothes, but I have to take them in a few inches in the waist because the waists are too small, too big. Oh, beautiful, Bobby. That's really nice.
Yay.
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 Yeah, that's the earth. That's a globe, honey.
Yay.
That's a globe. You know what? We're going to get in an airplane today, and we're going to fly. Fly. This is how you say fly. Airplane going to fly. We're going to fly over the earth. We're going to fly for 6 hours. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say Adelia? You want to say mama? Can you say mama? Not yet? Okay. All right. Well, when you're ready. Adelia is talking now. She's putting a couple words together. Oh, but she's also saying a lot of babble, too. And Adelia says 60 things in sign language. She has a big vocabulary in sign language. Oh, what a sweetie pie you are. She is so excited. She's been just running everywhere and dancing around because we are going on a vacation, and she knows. She understands something really exciting is happening. She helped move the suitcase back and forth and back and forth 100 times last night. Didn't you? Did you help move the suitcase 100 times?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Okay, so we're not going to pull on the earrings, okay? You can look at them, but don't pull on them. Oh, okay. Eyeball. Eyes. Mouth. Mouth. Hair. Good. Okay. Did you wash my hair? Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah, all that. When we're all done, we will go driving. Yeah, pretty soon. Not quite yet. Pretty soon. Pretty soon. Okay. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, there's Mommy's arms.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. Oop, oop, oop. My three cats seem to enjoy the quantum. Oh, yes, they definitely do. Cats love the field. So enjoy so much fun and joy. Okay. Can you, oh yeah, yeah. Can you do some pumping? Yeah, show people how you do the pumping. Thank you. Now she's awake and she's doing the pumping. Good job. Doing pumping is very important. That's Adelia's demo. You see, I have a new hairdo now. Yeah. Okay, that's okay. Yeah? Yay, great, Adelia.
Yeah.
Adelia, can you sing? If you can sing a song, that would help us. Will you sing bingo? Good. Yes. In a little bit, we'll get some juice. Can you sing Bingo now? There was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh! How do you sing Bingo? You don't know? Okay. She's showing you her foot. She has 2 feet. 2 feet. 2 feet. Adelia has 2 feet. Yeah. You do. You have 2 feet. Okay. No Bingo? Okay. There was a farmer had a... No? Okay. La, 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 la?
Yeah.
Hickory dickory dock? None of your songs? Okay. Can you sing the Mama La La song? No songs. Okay. All right. No songs right now. You're welcome. Oh, beautiful, Karen. Yeah, the quantum pup is very tangible. Yeah, nice, Adelia. Very good. Oh, boom, boom, boom. Oh, boo, 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 boo. Boo, 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 boo. Oh, boo, boo, boo. Yeah. Yeah, did you wake up?
Yeah.
Oh, wake up. You woke up. Woke up. You woke up. Can you wake up? Yes, you did. Can you? Oh, thank you. Can you help Mother Earth? Can you do some more pumping? Pumping. Oh, nice. Very nice. Just be gentle. Gentle. Didn't you tell everybody that you're going on an airplane? And a car and a bus? How do you say car? Car. Good. And how do you say bus? Are we going to go on an airport bus?
Yes.
Bus. We've been practicing all of those sign language words, so we've got a lot of words. You're welcome. I'm ready to be adopted by you. thank you. Okay, but don't touch anything. We don't want to wreck anything, okay? No breaking. Okay. Car? Can you show car? Show everybody car. How do you say car? Okay. Yeah. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. We go choo-choo. And we pull on the string on the bus, and that's how we say bus. Bus. Car.
Bus.
Lane. Bus. Yes, that's right. Bus. Can you say boop?
Bah.
Good. Good. We scare our little penguin in a book because we have to scare the hiccups out of them. So we have to say boop.
Bah.
Boop. Of love and peace and joy. Thank you, Christina.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see. I love you too. Okay, so it looks like we're about 96%. 96%, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Good. That's very good. About 96% on surface decor, tectonic plates. We're at 40% with tectonic plates. So actually, it will be so fantastic for all the people who are coming on the replay to keep working because that's going to move. If we've got surface decor going, we can get more on the tectonic plates with all of our maybe 200 to 300 people that come onto the replay. So that'll be a good focus for the replay is the tectonic plates. Yay, that's a globe.
Mm-hmm.
Good, thank you. That really helped when you do that, Adelia. That double pump really, really makes it. Yeah, it's very good. Very, very good. Do you want a glass of water? You went down. Okay, here she goes. We're off. Flora and May are on the call.
Hey.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah? Are there some other children on the call? Are there children on the call? Anybody Delia's age or bigger kids on the call? That would be fun for us to know. Pump away, Adelia. She does. She does. She really does. I do my VIP sessions, and a lot of times she'll see me working on people, and she'll start working on them with me. So it's very adorable. Satori, Scotty's daughter. Satori. Hi, Satori. We know a little boy named Satori. That's beautiful. Okay, so we're going to complete at 11. We have to actually get in our car and drive to the airport, so we can't go longer. But if you'd like to keep pumping during the day for the tectonic plates, like I said, we've got a good start on them, and surface to core, about 2 more minutes, so that's great. We're just kind of coming up on that right now. So we'll do a blessing. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. Okay, should we do it again? May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. Ooh, and you're going to wipe it clean? Wipe it clean? Yay! And wash your hands. Oh, very nice. So wipe it clean and wash your hands and keep pumping. And we love you so much. We've got a few little videos lined up for you now. So if you want to stay on for a few more minutes and do some more doorknob, we've got maybe 5 or 6 more minutes of streaming that we can do and have you on the call. And we love you. And thank you so much for all the birthday wishes and for the travel wishes and for all the kind comments. We did great. Thank you so much for showing up for the Earth. We love you. God bless you. Mother Earth loves you. Thank you for our angels and all the guides and gods and goddesses and Jesus and Mary. Thank you. And Mother, Father, God, thank you. Thank you for helping us and continuing to help us. And we'd like to invite you, if you're brand new, we'd like to invite you into our community. You'll be getting emails letting you know what's happening here in our community, and if this quantum activation stuff feels right and good to you, we'd love to have you join us. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Happy Earth Day, everyone. Bye-bye. Can you say bye?
Yeah.
Bye. Say bye loud. Bye. Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye. We love you. Bye. You say bye? Oh, okay, good. We don't have our clicker here. All right, bye-bye for now. Let's see if I can get that on. There we go.
Yeah.
Bubba. Mama.
Bubba.
Yeah, that's mama.
The moderator has left.